Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP.
How come we have to say it like that?
JP.
Because it's more fun. I could say JP.
A JP.
JP. Je ne sais quoi, JP. That,
yeah, I didn't know I was French till now. That's good to know.
Your name in my phone is JP Savant.
Savant?
Because you're so smart. I feel like you're a super smart
guy. You're very smart.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye, Alicia.
Thank you.
She's so sweet.
We love her. Big fans.
I think Jared Hudson's on the phone, and we're just like having a conversation without him. But are you there?
Y'all are good. I'm here. Y'all are good. I'm listening. I'm sitting here eating boiled peanuts in South Alabama. I love boiled peanuts.
Do you get the Cajun or the regular?
I'll mix them up. You know, sometimes if you eat too many of those Cajuns, you get to the point where you can't taste them anymore because they start to burn your tongue. So I just kind of go back and forth. These are some regular. But when I was in the SEAL teams, a sniper instructor from sniper school, he loved boiled peanuts too. And anytime I went on deployment, he would mail me a can of those patches of boiled peanuts.
Those are my daughter's favorite. Yeah. Those are good. Are these like the fancy ones that you get off the side of the road that don't come out of a can? Or like where do you...
Yeah, these are.
Feels very Forrest Gumpish. Like I got bowl peanut. I got Cajun peanuts. Regular peanuts. Down here in South Alabama. So you out on the campaign trail, what have you been doing? How is this going? Because, I mean, I know you ran for sheriff of Jefferson County and you know, you're not new to politics, but a statewide race is no joke. So how's it going?
It's going good. I mean, you know, Alabama as a state is a lot bigger than Jefferson County. So that's one lesson learned. But it's going really good. You know, just driving all over the state and trying to win friends and influence and let people know who I am and get out to vote. And we've had a positive response from everybody we're able to get in front of. That's the one good thing. Is making sure that, you know, our message resonates. And guess what? It does, because I'm a regular guy.
What are you hearing? What's your perception of what the people are wanting to talk about the most? Like, what are the issues that you hear about?
Well, it depends on where you're at, right? It depends on where you're at in the state, because each area is a little bit different. I would say the biggest thing is people are sick of, you know, they're sick of 5 steps forward and 10 steps back is what it feels like. So what I say is when you know, it's a Republican talking point, hey, we're going to stand with President Trump. Well, that's easy to say, but what does it actually mean? Well, as a legislator, we got to codify good legislation that might be an executive order now that's going to go away with the next president, right? And so that's kind of one of the biggest things people talk about. How can we know what the future holds if as soon as President Trump leaves, it's going to go back to the stupidity we saw during the Biden administration if we don't get another good president, hopefully. So that's been one of the things that's kind of statewide. Obviously, infrastructure, I think everybody in the state wants to see I-65 widened. It doesn't matter if you're in the south or if you're all the way up north or in between. Everybody wants to see the infrastructure development that's going to be required to widen 65, and then a handful of other places as well. Economic revitalization, using things that we already have in place, that's pretty popular, at least across the middle band of Alabama and up into Birmingham. It's pretty common in Birmingham now, but let's make sure that we effectively use things that we have that are not being used right now. And then, you know, growth for Alabamians. I mean, right now, workforce participation is pretty low, even nationally, 60%? I think Alabama's at 52 or 53%. Make sure we get that workforce participation up, but make Alabama a place where people want to stay, because I believe it is a place where people want to stay. But not only do they want to stay, they can raise their family and take care of their family in Alabama, and that's kind of it across the board.
So
for me, my talking points are always faith, family, and freedom, and that kind of matches what people want.
That's what they're talking about. I'm curious your thoughts on the Schumer shutdown, because you're running for U.S. Senate, and I'm sure most of the listeners know who you are. I think you've been on, and I know you and Phil did a podcast together. But what are your thoughts on the shutdown? And, I mean, well, let me let you tell your thoughts, because I have a few too, but this isn't about me.
Yeah, I mean, so the first thing is when the government shuts down, everybody's life still continues, right? I mean, has anybody, you know, not been able to you know, go to work or do what they're normally doing, that's, you know, living here in Alabama? Everybody's life still continues when the government shuts down. So it's not like the world, ending, right? That's the first thing that we need to understand. But with that being said, there are people within our government, the people that I say, this is always what I kind of go around and say, there's people that do violence so you can sleep in peace at night. The people that do violence on our behalf, federal law enforcement, military members, TSA is a great example. I know we don't always like the TSA, but those working in our airports to make sure that we don't have a bomb getting on a plane or whatever, they're all legally forced to work even though they're not receiving a paycheck. And right now, all your members of Congress, they still receive their paycheck because Article 1, Section 6 of the Constitution puts congressional pay in a permanent appropriation. So their pay continues even if the government shuts down, because it's in a permanent appropriation. And that's laid out in the Constitution. All right, well, that's, you know, you can say that's fine or you can say that's not fine, but the fact is you got the Democrats shutting it down right now. There's no risk of them not getting paid. They're shutting down the government to give illegal aliens free health care. By the way, it's not free. It's your tax dollars that are paying for it. So we're paying for the health care. They just want to give it to them for free. The only thing free in this world is the grace of Jesus Christ. And when they do that, they shut down the government and they force other people to work who are doing a hard job, a job that might cost them their life. They're forcing other people to work without pay. They're not getting paid because they're shutting the government down on political ideology or whatever it is. So that's kind of frustrating to me, because that's the community I come from. Yeah. And I have a lot of friends that are not receiving a paycheck right now because you've got the Democrats using government and shutting the government down for their own political, you know, purposes. We want, you know, free health care for illegal aliens. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me.
See, so. I mean, I kind of love it that it shut down, because the knuckleheads in Congress and everybody, they can't spend any money. But, I mean...
I don't disagree with that hard, Allison. There's nothing wrong with loving that, hey, the government shuts down, life continues on. But it's easy to say when you're not the one
who's sitting right
there not receiving a paycheck, but you still have to work. Because guess what? If it continues, I remember when I was in the SEAL teams and government shutdown happened, and we don't receive a paycheck. Well, guess what? I don't get to stop paying my rent when I don't receive a paycheck. I don't get to not pay the grocery store when I have to go get food to check out. So you've got folks that, hey, they might be living paycheck to paycheck. It's not like a lot of your service members or a lot of your federal law enforcement, the folks that are taking care of these cities that have been run roughshod over the last, you know, however many years the Biden administration had all these illegals pouring in and taking over these cities with these, you know, South American gangs. But with all that being said, those guys are still going out and working. Those women are still going out and working. Oh, and by the way, they still have to pay bills, but they're not getting a paycheck to pay their bills. And they're not making a lot. These are folks making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year. They're making a normal living like the rest of us, and they're not getting their money. But guess who is getting their money? All them congressional folks. Everybody that's up there working their job. Now, here's the one good side of it, and I think Trump has even mentioned this in a tweet. There's a lot of the bureaucracy that needs to be cut away. Pete Hegseth talked about that with DOD the other day. I mean, I don't know if y'all heard his speech, but it was a really, really good speech, and it needed to happen for a lot of our Department of Defense leaders, or now our Department of War leaders, right? We are working in the War Department now, is what he says, which is, that's a powerful statement, because words are important. With all that being said, he's talking about cutting the fat, making sure that we trim the bureaucracy so that we can be an effective fighting force. I think Trump's looking to do the same thing, because during a shutdown, he can trim the bureaucracy with a little more efficiency than he can without a shutdown.
Yeah.
So, you know, that might be the silver lining to this whole thing.
Didn't they literally say no more fat generals, too? I mean,
well, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, here's the thing, as a warfighter, do you want to, me as an E6 going in, do I want to look at a dude who doesn't look like he can win a fist fight, much less a gunfight, you know, saying, hey, this is what we need you to go do, and he looks like a busted can of biscuits? Nobody wants that.
Reminds me, do you remember the story? It's like, do you remember the firefighter, the female firefighter?
From California.
She was like, I mean, if I'm the one that shows up in the fire, good luck. Like, basically, because she was so overweight. And she basically just admitted, I can't get you out of the house. I mean, do you want me or Jared Hudson going to rescue you on a battlefield? Probably not going with Allison.
Wait, but you're a pretty strong.
No.
Yeah,
or the.
But no, we want Jared.
Lady, Allison. But that's the thing is, you know, going back to, hey, we don't want fat generals. We don't want an overbloated bureaucracy that's negatively impacting a representative government, which should be the elected officials getting stuff to the people that are in the mud and the blood on the ground. That's the way it should be. So ultimately, we've got to get a lot of the bureaucracy out of there. Maybe this will positively impact that. But still, at face value, there are people that are trying to do their job, and they're trying to do a good job at making sure that we have life, liberty, and property, as John Locke outlined, or life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, as Jefferson outlined. They're out there standing in the gap every day to make sure we have that. And they're now not receiving the paycheck, because politicians did what politicians do, and they made it political.
Hey, Jared, we've got to take a break. I don't know if you have time to stick around through the break. Just, I want to ask you about Covenant Rescue Group and kind of get an update, because I know you're still involved with that, and kind of see what y'all have going on. Can you stick?
Oh yeah, we have to. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay.
We just made two arrests as we were talking, so let's talk about it.
Oh wow!
Breaking news.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair.
Did you forget we were doing a radio show?
I did. We were talking about something else. Y'all should know, JP, you should know, Allison used to make us do calisthenics and walk and do weights and stuff.
I get a little antsy during the radio show, so next time we're back, I'll take you through the routine, JP.
Good. I'm tired of sitting all
day. Actually, Hegseth and Jared Hudson would be proud of us. We're going to get our exercise in. We're not just going to sit around.
Are y'all doing kettlebell swings or something?
I don't have any kettlebells.
Jared, we're not that fancy.
We do just like weight bearing, you know, some push-ups, some wall sits. Right.
Some bands.
Yeah, we use the stairs. It's really because that's ADHD at all, but I get a little antsy.
Yeah, no, it's easy to get antsy.
Do the things.
Okay, could you please tell us, sir, about what's going on with Covenant right now? You said you made two arrests just now. Could you tell?
Yeah, while we were talking on the phone, I got messages from the guys. So, you know, I'm still the CEO of CRG, and I was normally working 60 or 70 hours a week with CRG. We cut that down now that I'm campaigning to somewhere between 40 and 50, and I campaign between 30 and 40 hours a week. So we got a good team of guys that are taking over everything and running the show to make sure that we're providing the training that local agencies need. And just so everybody's aware, we provide training for local agencies. We, you know, teach them for a week for a 40-hour training or a 24-hour training for 3 days, and then we set up a live operation for that agency. Now, the guys are currently out of state right now, so they're in another state. I won't tell you where they're at, but we were able to view the ops remotely, and so that agency sets up the operation, and we just advise. So it's the agency's operation. So this agency made two arrests of individuals. One of them was, they're doing an ICE hold on him right now because he's possibly an illegal immigrant. And what they'll do is they'll make those arrests on individuals who are showing up to buy normally 14-year-old girls, and we have some male decoys, so a 14-year-old boy, for sex. So that's what we're doing. And we still do that same thing. And honestly,
you're still eating the peanuts? Is it good? I'm jealous. What? You're still eating the peanuts. How often do you come across an illegal alien? Is that fairly common when you in these operations?
Oh, yeah, it's very common. It depends on the area you're in, but I would say average is 20, maybe 30. So if we arrest...
What?
You know, I commonly arrest 10 people over, you know, with an agency over 2 nights of operation. So a 24-hour period, we'll arrest 10 showing up to purchase children. I would say 30% of those three normally would be an illegal alien. Sometimes there's more than that, depending on the area, but, you know, 20 to 30%.
Think about that. That is way higher than I thought you were going to say. I mean, 30, if you could cut down on a 30%, take a chunk, 30% out of the sex human trafficking equation in the United States, if you took the illegal aliens based on your numbers. I mean, that is a chunk. And that is terrifying.
These numbers are, you know, they're not, I guess they're kind of anecdotal because they're what we do.
Right.
In the areas we work in. We work all over the nation. We have trainings and operations booked up across the state of Alabama and, you know, all the way out in the West Coast and up the Eastern Seaboard up north until October of next year. So we're booked out a little over a year in advance with what we do. And everywhere we go, we run the same thing. I mean, like I said, it averages 2 to 3 illegals out of every 10 you arrest.
Well, and I'll say, I think I can say this because it was in the news. And it's funny, but it's not funny. Apparently, y'all arrested my niece's nail guy down in Auburn. She was like, what? Aunt Allison, Jared Hudson arrested my nail guy. I was just there yesterday. And I'm like, my gosh.
Oh, that was probably, we did one with Opelika back at the beginning of the year. So it was probably that one. And let me go ahead and tell you, we work with a lot of agencies in the state, a lot of good agencies. Opelika PD, they do a phenomenal job down there. They're at the forefront, especially for the size of that agency. And the amount of people they're dealing with, they do a really good job at trying to proactively target human trafficking and people that are going after others. And now, you know, I don't know historically how they've been or what they've done, but I can tell you right now, I've been unbelievably impressed with that agency. Huntsville as well, up in North Alabama. Huntsville has, and they're a little bit larger agency. They have the bandwidth to do a little bit more, but, you know, they have done a phenomenal job in Huntsville about taking some of the training we put on and running with it and doing a lot of ops on their own. But again, going back to your daughter and her nail guy, if it was there in near the Auburn area, it was probably with Opelika PD. But I can't speak highly enough about Shane Healy. He's the chief down there, Chief Healy. Man, he is phenomenal.
Well, it's kind of, I guess my point of that was, that's how close. Like, people think this happens in, you know, far away places. No, that was at Auburn. She was there often. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
Who knows how that was going or could have turned out for her or some of her friends or what was going to happen there. We are almost done with the show. But, Jared, real quickly, how can people find out more about Covenant Rescue and your Senate campaign?
Yeah, so for Covenant Rescue, go to covenantrescue.org. You can follow us, keep up to date on what we're doing on social media. Our biggest thing is training for local law enforcement and even some federal agencies that we work with to target individuals who are trafficking people, in particular children, proactively. That's what we're teaching them how to do when we set up an operation for them. For the Senate stuff, HudsonForAlabama.com. Like, follow, share, do all of that stuff. And on May 19th, get out and... hopefully we can earn your vote. Get out and vote, Jared Hudson.
Gotcha. Jared, thanks so much for being with us. Y'all have a great day. It was fun. Maybe Phil will invite us back sometime.
I mean, who knows? But until next time.
See y'all.